last night I explained. Already. About Arahat, the second sutra, recited, Prajnaparamita Sutra, it's for Arahat, and in echo, it says, Aoni koi nega wakua shokan fushite kanno wataretamai. Jorai hanya shinyo fujis. Atsumuru tokoro no kudokuwa. Some people say, Jorai maka hanya haramita shinyo fujis. But some other people say, Jorai hanya shinyo. Don't without saying maka. That is more usual. Jorai hanya shinyo fujis. When we, you know, when Kokyo start a sutra, we say maka hanya haramita shinyo. When we in sutra in echo we say jorai hanya shinyo. That is more usual. But you can say jorai maka hanya ranta shinyo. Just atsumuru tokoro no kudoku wa Jippo Joju no Sambo Kakai Muryo no Kenjo Juroku Daiarakan Om Issai Burui Kenzoku ni Echoes. I explained already so far. And tonight, I have to explain about Arahat's so-called it, supernatural power. Sammyo Roktsu. Sammyo Roktsu. Sammyo. It's the power of clairvoyant, you know, to see things through various obstacles. He can see his past life even. And next one is to hear everything. From a distance. That is Arahat's power. And the last one is the power to put an end to the karmic life. So Arahat, for Arahat, there is no karma. Because he extinguished all the desires and he has no, he doesn't cause any karma. That is The third one. Sanmyo. San is three. Myo is clear. Clear, powerful power. That is Sanmyo. The Roktsu is in Roktsu, those three is included. And when we say Roktsu to the power to lead someone's mind, it's one of them. And to know, no? First one in Roktsu, the first one is to see everything, clairvoyant. Ears to capable of hearing everything. So, and to read someone's mind, to have insight into others. And he is able to observe the cause of the various suffering. And he has power of to see people's past life, including his past life. And he has a kind of supernatural power to fly, you know, or to cross the river without boat. And that kind of supernatural, perfect freedom from everything. This is more, you know, subjective, you know, power. But you cannot say this kind of power is something objective power. More subjective, but for him, you know, that he has that kind of power. He thinks, you know, he has some conviction, you know, like this. And how he attained this kind of power is power of practice. And this kind of practice is called in Chinese, Shuzen. Shuzen means practice to attain some supernatural power. It's a kind of practice which is called Shuzen. But the last one, the to know, to extinguish all the cause of the karma, it's the more Buddhistic practice, and only Buddhist, the power only Buddhist have. The Buddhist, you know, purpose of Buddhist practice is to be free from karma. It's the why Buddhist practice Buddhist way. And the last one is the most important one. So there is some koan about this. Some, you know, arahat, some sage or hermit called the Buddha and said, we have 5 supernatural powers. But I heard that you have 6, you know, supernatural power. What is the last one? And Gedo, or you know, the hermit or sage asked Buddha. Buddha didn't say anything, but he said, the hermit said in this way, what is that power which we do not have? Hermit asked. Buddha said, without answering to his question, he said, what will be that, you know, what will be that last super, not supernatural power, but that last power? What do you think it is? Buddha asked. The Buddha knows that even though he explained, he will not understand what is the last one. The power to be completely free from karma. Usually, you know, people, even Buddhists, thinks after attaining arahatship, they will have that 6 powers, including the power to be free from karma. But that last, you know, the power to be free from karma is not any special power. It is quite, you know, usual power we have. But we do not care for that power so much, and we ignore that power always. Although we have it, we ignore it, and we think we have no such power. But actually we have. So the sage thought Buddha must have some special power, you know. Five powers he has is already supernatural special power. But Buddha has more special power, he thought. But Buddha, you know, didn't have any special power. But he knows what kind of power he himself has. Usually, because we don't know what is that power, we are involved in karmic practice. If we know that, you know, we have originally have that kind of power, we will not, you know, create any karma. But just because we are ignorant of it, we create karma for ourselves. So even to, you know, practice to attain some special power is, you know, actually to create karma for himself. So even though, because of those practice, to fly to the heaven, or to go to the heavenly body without any trouble. But if he goes to some heavenly body, he has to come back to this world. If you die, you know, in the heavenly body, if he appears in, if he take a bath in the heavenly body, he should die in the heavenly body. That is, that kind of, you know, supernatural power do not possess any power to be free from karma. But just power, which Buddhist has, the power to be free from karma. And for that purpose, we practice our way. Dogen Zenji, you know, in his Shobogenzo, the fascicle of supernatural power, Jinzu, Roku Jinzu, we say, six. Jin is usually translated, maybe supernatural power. But jin is true. Something which is true is jin. True power. Tsu is, you know, to the power which is maybe you can use the word omnipresent, or wherever you go, there's that power. The power which everyone has. That is true, in its true sense. But, you know, when we say, five power or six power, that power is power to work for some purpose. But true power, which we have, or fundamental, original power, which we have is the power to work everywhere under various circumstances. That is Zu, Rokujin Zu, six true universal power. You cannot say universal or effective power. Or doesn't come, that word. Very useful words, English words. Something you can power, you can apply to every circumstance. There's also in Shobo Gendo, he referred to the story, you know, Zen story between Isan and his disciple Kyozan. Isan, Kyozan are the founder of Inyoshu, Ikyoshu, Isan Kyozan school. Isan, you know, one day was taking a nap. In his cabin, maybe. He was sleeping. And his disciple, you know, Kyozan, opened the door. As soon as his teacher, Kyozan, was sleeping. So, his Isan, you know, the teacher, someone came, oh my. So he turned to the wall, you know, he was sleeping this way, but because someone came, he turned to the face to the wall, turned his body. And his disciple Kyozan. Oh, I'm sorry, he said. But don't be disturbed. I am your disciple. Don't worry. Don't be so formal, you know. He said. And he was going out, you know. And the teacher said, "Hey, Kyozan." And Kyozan, you know, came back and "May I help you?" he said. "Yes, I had a good dream, you know, so I want to tell you about my dream." The disciple said, "Disciple, you know, sit down, and what was that dream?" His disciple said, and Kyozan said, "What do you think that was?" the teacher said. And that was the story. And, you know, what is then supernatural power? What is the supernatural power? Supernatural power is already there, you know. And moreover, you know, his disciple, because he was asked, what do you think my dream was? So he went out to the kitchen and brought some water in the basin with towel and offered the water to Kyozan. Isan, oh, this is very good. And he washed his face and wiped his face with the towel. And, you know, as soon as he finished wiping his face, Kyogen, another disciple, came in. And, you know, Isan again, we are talking about my good dream. What do you think it was? Isan asked the Kyozan. Kyozan, you know, went to the kitchen again and brought a cup of tea. Please have a cup of tea because you washed your face already. How about a cup of tea? That was, you know, Isan Kyosan's supernatural power. That was the core. This kind of, you know, power could be extended everywhere. You know, there's no end. You know, this kind of good relationship between teacher and disciple. There's no end in their relationship. Even though he is teacher, he has no idea of being their teacher. Even though they are disciples, they feel as if his teacher is their friend. But they know exactly, you know, what their teacher needs and what he means. That is, Dogen Zenji says, that is the real, you know, power. Which really well-trained teachers and disciples have. This kind of power, you know, or this kind of way of practice, for us, it is, you know, we ignore this kind of practice. You may, you know, rigidly practice Zazen. You ignore this kind of practice. Sometimes your rigid idea of practice will be hindrance of the real practice. which was going between Isan and Kyozan. Dogen admired their practice very much. That is real practice, he said. When you continue this kind of practice without any idea of teacher or disciple or practice even, then there's no way to create karma. Even though you see things, you know, things does not create any problem for you, because you don't feel you saw something, you know. Even though you see it, you don't even remember what you have seen. If it is necessary, it will be in your mind, but when it is not necessary, that object, you saw will vanish. So no karma or no trace of practice or no trace of activity. You don't even remember what you have seen. If it is necessary, it will be in your mind. But when it is not necessary, that object, you saw will vanish. So no karma or no trace of practice or no trace of activity remains. That is that kind of practice looks like very easy and common, but actually this kind of practice will go between, you know, good teacher and good disciple. This is, you know, actually the last power of Samyo, and last power of six supernatural powers. Samyo roktsu, and in echo it says Samyo roktsu. Mappo wo shoubo ni kaeshi. Mappo is the last stage in Buddhist history where there is no more Buddhism. Last period. According to the scripture, last first 1,000 years after Buddha's death is the Shobo, the age of right law, right Dhamma. There, there practice our way very hard. And there's teacher and teaching. And so they can attain enlightenment in the first 1,000 years after Buddha passed away. And a next stage, after 1,000 years, the Zobo period of Zobo will start. There is teaching, and there is, you know, teachers, but teachers who has no enlightenment. So who knows, teachers knows what is Buddhism, but actually they do not practice so hard, but they know what is Buddhism intellectually. So there is no student who attain enlightenment. That is, you know, the time of Zobo, which will continue for 1,000 years more. And the last period is after 2,000 years from Buddha's death. And there is no Buddhism. There may be some, you know, relics of Buddhism, but there is no Buddhism at all. Even there is teaching, no one really. No one knows what is Buddhism. According to some scriptures, you know, it is so. And that period in history of Japanese Buddhism, that Mappo, the last period, started from Kamakura period, when Nichiren or Shinran appeared. Dogen, you know, appeared in that, in the same age. It may be about 1,200. And so, Shinran or Dogen, Shinran or Nichiren thought, because this is, you know, a time of the last period of Buddhism, when Buddhism will be banished. So the teaching should be changed. The teaching should be some teaching which is which could be applied in the last period of Buddhism. That is why Nichiren and by Nichiren and Shinran, a kind of reformation of Buddhism was done. But it is not actually reformation, you know. It is more, we can say, restoration of they try to restore the Buddhism, the Buddhism in the time of Buddha. But way, the Shinran, for instance, thought, because it is not possible to attain enlightenment anymore for the people in this period. So the only way is to, you know, to ask the help of Buddha, and by means of Buddha's help, will be saved. Reciting, you know, Namam Dhamma, and with strong faith, believing in Amida Buddha's power, then we'll be saved. That was, in short, Shinran's way. And Nichiren, you know, thought it is, you know, the time of the Mappo now. But according to Lotus Sutra, if we recite Lotus Sutra, or if we recite it for others, or if we obtain Lotus Sutra, even the merit of obtaining the Lotus Sutra, or merit of reciting Lotus Sutra, will save us, even in the period of Mappo. So, maybe his good means of, you know, maybe so, but he actually believed in that way. Even though people may read Lotus Sutra, if they do not actually observe things as it is described in Lotus Sutra, he cannot be a true teacher. So he wanted to prove the power of Lotus Sutra. So he, so that he can prove the power of the Lotus Sutra, he did many things. He tried many things. Once he was almost killed by the people. Which was sent by government at Kamakura, but their sword broken when they wanted to kill Nichiren. That was actually appeared in that way, as you read it in Lotus Sutra. So he said, this is the power of, you know, Lotus Sutra. And he said, you know, if, because no one believes in Lotus Sutra, which is the only sutra for the period of Mappo, so something terrible will happen to Japan, and in several years later, you know, the Mongolian. Okay. To conquer Japan with many ships. But Nichiren thought, if I am believe in this sutra, the Japan will not be conquered. And as he said so, the Mongolian ships were destroyed by the hurricane before they arrived to Hakata in Kyushu. So people, you know, were terrified at the power of the Lotus Sutra. In that way, you know, Nichiren school was established. Shinran, you know, after the many years of war period, when people did not know what to do, Shinran said, if you say, just say Amida Buddha, you will be saved. Amida Buddha will save you. So, why don't you recite the name of Amida Buddha? Without traveling various countries. Sometimes he was sent to some lonely island, Sado. But he did not stop his practice. He was strongly believing Amida Buddha and his power of faith. In this way, you know, in Kamakura period, even it was already the last period of Buddhism, the new Buddhism arose. Dogen was one of them. But Dogen's attitude is quite different. You know. He did not believe in, you know, Mappo. That is the just skillful means of Buddha. Actually, there is no such thing as last period or the first period or second period. That is just Buddha to encourage people to believe in Buddhism. Buddha said so to encourage people. So that is just skillful means. So, even it is the time of Mappo, if we practice hard, we will attain enlightenment. The Buddha, Buddhism will not die. He believed in it as Dogen believed in its practice. The practice of, you know, practice of non-practice. That is Dogen's practice. There's nothing to practice especially. Whatever we do, that is practice. If so, there's no special practice. By Shikantaza, you will not gain anything, but you will be you yourself. So, by Shikantaza, you will establish yourself on yourself. You will be you. Tile will be a tile. Mirror will be a mirror. And that is, you know, our practice. There is no secret in our practice. If that is practice, there is no special teaching like Buddhism. The Buddhism is already there. When Buddha appeared in this world, it is not because Buddha appeared in this world the Buddhism was established. That is, Dogen Zenji's understanding of Buddhism. So the last power of practice is without being involved in karmic practice, how we should practice our way towards Buddhist practice. So, Buddhist practice starts from nothing, nothingness, not from somethingness. We start our practice from nothing to attain nothing. That is Buddhist practice. You may think that is very strange, but that is, in short, Buddha's Buddhist practice. Sammyo roktsu, mappo wo shobo ni kaishi. Goriki hachige. Goriki. Goriki is, it says face. And exertion, mindfulness, contemplation, dzogchen, dhyana, and wisdom. Those are five powers. And hachige is rather complicated. It is related to Theravadan practice. I explained last night about primitive Buddhist practice. Four stages of them, of form world, four practice of non-form world, that makes eight. And in each stage, there is attainment, a renunciation. Eight eight meditation power, or eight kinds of renunciation to free one from attachment, or attachment, to free from everything. The first, as I explained last night, in the first stage, you have no anger, or you have no drowsiness, because you are not angry, and your mind is very calm, so you can think clearly. And you have physical joy and spiritual joy, and concentration. So In the first stage, you have clear thinking, which can be, you know, contemplation of Shastra, of teaching, Dhamma. Or you can observe things clearly. That is thinking mind. And physical joy, and mental joy, and concentration. So you have four. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And in the second stage, you don't think in the second stage. So your mind is more clear, you know, because you don't think even. There's no waves of mind, thinking mind. So your you know, physically and mentally or emotionally or mentally, you will be more, you have a kind of joy of free from emotional disturbance or thinking faculties. And you have concentration, good concentration. So you have there inner purity of mind, inner purity of mind, free from thinking. And you have physical joy and physical or emotional, you may say, emotional joy and spiritual joy, or mental joy, and concentration. But in this stage, what you will have, the power you will have, is to see all things. How you get, you know, how you get this kind of power, you know, they practice, you know, various practice, you know, to see a skeleton, to put skeleton in front of you and you sit on it. So even a beautiful lady appears in front of you, you may say, oh, that is skeleton. In that way, you will be free from, you know, objective world. He may laugh, but actually they did it. Sometimes in front of fire they sit, in front of water they sit. Or they contemplated on a physical being. Observing physical body is a bag of nasty things. It looks looks like beautiful. It is mostly practice for men, maybe. So, the woman maybe looks like very beautiful, but inside of the woman is nasty, you know, five organs and many things. They practice, you know, in that way. That is more, you know, and in that way, they wanted to be free from objective world. But in the second stage, they, you know, changed their way. Not to contemplate on objective being, but to contemplate in inward, you know, directed their concentration inward. And inwardly they could make ourselves sure that we are not permanent anymore. So it is foolish to attach to ourselves. If so, it may be more foolish to attach to something outside. if he is not worthy attached to, then the people may, you know, outside people could be more worthless to attach to. In that way, they wanted to be free from outward object. So their practice was the power of practice to see all things as impure and thereby removed their lust or desires. Second one is to remove attachment to external phenomena. Those, power will be gained by in the first and second stage of practice. And third one is the power of not to give a right to the desires, even phenomenon looks like beautiful. Now, you know, after attaining the detachment from themselves and from outside world, you know, they are quite sure, he will be quite sure that he has power of detachment. So, to make their power sure, they tried to see some beautiful flowers, you know, if they, you know, attach to it, if they become attached to it or not. They tried. You know. They opened their eyes and saw some beautiful lady, if he attached to her again or not. That, and if he doesn't attach to someone, that is, it means that he has really the power of detachment. In that way, the test themselves. That is to, you know, power sure, they tried to see some beautiful flowers, you know, if they you know, attached to it, if they become attached to it or not. They tried. You know. They opened their eyes and saw some beautiful lady, if he attached to her again or not. That, and if he doesn't attach to someone, that is, it means that he has really, you know, the power of detachment. In that way, the test themselves. That is to, you know, that is a third one. And it will, in this way, in each stage, they obtained more power of detachment. And until they attain arahatship. It is described in this way, but if you literally take this description, it doesn't make much sense. But later, you know, in the formless world, when they attain the world of formlessness, their practice, their power obtained by their practice is to contemplate boundless space. Boundless space of form. And they contemplate on the limitless consciousness of ourselves. That is more inward practice. So their practice became wider and wider. And until their practice come to the area of void. That is the fifth one. And the fourth one was to contemplate on boundless space. And the fifth one is to contemplate limitless world of consciousness, inward. That is fifth one. Sixth one is to contemplate non-substantiality. There is nothing. Nothingness, complete voidness. Not voidness, but nothingness. And seventh one, to contemplate the state of beyond thought. The seventh one is to contemplate on substantial, non-substantiality, in terms of, you know, substance. The seventh one is to contemplate on beyond thought, you know. To contemplate on non-substantiality, you know, Non-substantiality is a kind of idea, isn't it? Non-substantiality. So, to go beyond the idea of non-substantiality is the seventh one. And last one is Metsujinjo, which is same as the third one of the Sammyo. To attain Metsujinjo, Metsujinjo is, Metsujinjo, to have no karmic activity, a cessation of all the activities. So for a long time, the practice doesn't literally in this way. Of the Sammyo. To attain Metsujinjo, Metsujinjo is, Metsujinjo, to have no karmic activity, a cessation of all the activities. So for a long time, the practice doesn't literally in this way attach to this kind of psychological analysis. But actual practice cannot be like this, actually. You can, analyze your practice in that way. 4 or 8, or practice of form word, or practice of no form word. But actual practice, cannot be like that. So more and more Buddhists started to put more emphasis on actual practice without analyzing our practice. Without being involved in this kind of, stages. But if you carefully, understand this kind of, stages and the interpretation of the stages, as I explained last night, there is very important key to the actual practice. But if you miss that kind of point, you will be easily caught by step by step, step rather practice. We call it step-brother. There's no end in step-brother practice. At first, you may say there's 3 steps. But In each three steps, in each step, there are three steps. And each of the three steps, there are three steps. If you carefully analyze it. So at least we have 81 steps or more. 81, you know, 81, 204, 41 stages. No end. So, we shouldn't be caught by this kind of interpretation, you know. But we should have eyes to see what actually means. And the people who set up this kind of teaching, you know, has carefully they set up this kind of teaching. And commentary is, we have a great amount of commentary to those stepladder-like practice, so that it cannot be stepladder practice. We should, you know, understand this point. So Dogen Zenji did not ignore this kind of practice and this kind of commentary and this kind of step ladder practice. But he more put emphasis on that. Everyday practice, like to serve tea or to give their teacher water and towel or a cup of tea. No time for question tonight.